हरे कृष्ण जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा We are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 9. Tatra tatra anjasa ayushman Bhavata yad vinishchitam Pumsami kantatah shreyas तन्नः संसितुम् अर्हसि तत्र तत्र अञ्जस आयुष्मान् भवता यद्विनिश्चितम् पुंसामेकान्ततः श्रेयस् तन्नः शंसितुमर्हसि तत्र तत्र अञ्जस आयुष्मान् भवता यद्विनिश्चितम् पुंसामेकान्ततः श्रेयस् तन्नः शंसितुमर्हसि तत्र तत्र अञ्जस आयुष्मान्
भवता
Mataji's. Tatra thereof. Tatra thereof. Anjasa made easy. Ayushman blessed with a long duration of life. Bhavata by your good self. Yat whatever. Vinishchitam certain. Pumsam for the people in general. Ekantatah absolutely. Shreha ultimate good. Tat that. Nah to us. Shamsitum to explain. Arhasi deserve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Please therefore, being blessed with many years, explain to us in an easily understandable way what you have ascertained to be the absolute and ultimate good for the people in general. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, worship of the Acharya is recommended. The Acharyas and Goswamis are always absorbed in thought of the well-being of the general public, especially their spiritual well-being. Spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being. The Acharyas therefore give directions in spiritual well-being for people in general. Forcing the incompetences of the people in this age of Kali or the iron age of quarrel, the sages requested that Suta Goswami give a summary of all revealed scriptures. Because people of this age are condemned in every respect, the sages therefore inquired of the absolute good, which is the ultimate good for all the people, for the people. The condemned state of affairs of the people of this age is described as follows in the next verse. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Tai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we welcome everyone for Srimad Bhagavatam class on this most auspicious day. The day when there are so many tithis. We are referring here in the Vaishnav calendar how many tithis are there today. Today is Vasant Panchami. Today is Sri Saraswati Puja. Today is Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi appearance. Today is Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur disappearance. Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi appearance. Sri Raghunandan Thakur appearance. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami appearance. Please say aloud Hari Bol. What can be more auspicious than this wonderful opportunity to gather together and discuss? Especially the purport says, worship of the Acharya is recommended. So by discussing about these personalities, what we are doing is, we are worshipping the Acharya. Bhagavad Gita says, Acharya Upasanam. Acharya Upasanam is the way to success. I was reading Ramayana and Lord Ramachandra was taken away by Vishwamitra from Ayodhya to kill some demons. And it was a very difficult task for an ordinary person to accomplish. And he killed Taraka and Maricha and Subahu, and the project accomplished. Next morning, so the whole night, 6 days Ram and Lakshma did not sleep, and they were waiting for Maricha and Subahu to appear, and they appear on the last day of Yajna. And after killing them in the morning, project done, Lord Ram could have said, so Vishwamitra, our vacation start, can we go back home Ayodhya? No, he did not say that. He went to Vishwamitra, sir, what's the next project? What's the next seva? So generally when we are on a very intensive seva, after that we look for a vacation, now done. Give us some break. But the concept is that Lord Ramchandra, after accomplishing a feat which was so difficult, he immediately said, what's the next seva? So Lord Ramachandra is showing here the eternal pleasure or the eternal success is always engaged in the worship of the great Acharyas. So not that one service is done and then you are relieved from the whole burden of seva. It's not a burden, it's a burden of love basically. So worship of the Acharya is recommended. So let's discuss about these Acharyas. And I was thinking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared after being in the womb of Shachimata for 13 months. So generally a child takes birth after 9 months. But he took 13 months. So Nilambar Chakravarti was consulted why he is taking so much time to come out and to take birth. Because the parents are confused, they are waiting since long, and Shachimata is seeing so many great auspicious omens, you know, what's going to happen, who is going to appear. Nilambar Chakravarti said the child is waiting for the right auspicious moment when he can take birth on the Falgun Purnima. So the point I am making is sometimes these auspicious tithis, you know, sometimes although Acharyas and Supreme Lord are not bound by any rules, but still to make an impact in the society, they take shelter of a certain tithi to appear or disappear. Some special times are there. So, today is Vasant Panchami. Vasant is the kind of, you can say, the king of all rituals, all seasons. Very special time, very pleasing time, the spring season, very, very pleasing for all of us. And especially for us, it's very pleasing because today is the day of all these tithis. That's what makes it very special. First, I would like to discuss about Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now, this very verse which we read today, it is talking about what is the absolute and ultimate good for people in general. This is the first question being raised by sages in Srimad Bhagavatam. After sufficiently glorifying Suta Goswami. In this verse, there are few words which are used like ekantatah or shreyas or anjasa. Now, anjasa says, tatra tatra anjasa ayushman. Anjasa is, give us something very easy.
If you put too many complicated statements together, a person gets confused. Sometimes we see somebody writes, when we all tend to write emails under great emotional turmoil, the whole email is confused. Nobody understands anything. But then when we sort out amidst ourselves what we are trying to say and make small, small, simple statements, so things become clear. Okay, what you are trying to say. So everybody likes short, simple statements. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Anjasa, by that word, Shaunak Rishi is telling, humko ek statement mein batao kya kalyanakari hai. Do not give us a whole paragraph after paragraph. Just tell us in one statement what you are trying to say. Anjasa, make it easy. And imagine, after making easy, this came out. This is what easy is. Imagine if it would not have been, it would not have been easy, what would have come out. So it's easy. And why it's easy? Because the same thing is repeated again and again and again through different pastimes. On the need of establishing our relation with Krishna and need of offering pure devotional service to Sri Krishna. So that was Srila Vishnu. And then the another word which is mentioned is Shreya. Tell us something which is best, uske upar kuch aur achha nahi hona chahiye. This is the best. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that what is best, the best opportunity or the best goal or the best success for living entity is pure, unalloyed, uninterrupted devotional service. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje. And he says, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is going to prove that even moksha, forget about swarga, even moksha is not, stands nowhere in front of Sri Krishna prema. Umsam ekantatah, ekantatah shreyas, the only, nothing better than that, absolutely. That's why this Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam starts with, okay, now we are introducing you to absolute truth, no temporary truth, absolute truth, this is the satya. And we see Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's life proves that what is shreya and how he is fully fixed in shreya. As we know the story of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's follower Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami's disciple Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur's disciple Sri Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. And Sri Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's disciple Sri Krishna Charan Chakravarti. Sri Krishna Charan Chakravarti's disciple is Radha Raman Chakravarti. And Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur got trained under Krishna Charan and Radha Raman Chakravarti. I was hearing a beautiful class of Raj Bihari Prabhu last week. And he was telling in the class, Gaur Leela means so many names, unheard names. And especially for those who are not from Bengal, all the names are anyway new. So many names, but just by hearing the names, you get purified. That is what is told by Acharyas. So many names. Krishna Charan Chakravarti, Radhanand Raman Chakravarti are Shiksha and Diksha Guru of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So under them, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur studied Srimad Bhagavatam in so much detail. First time he read, his guru asked, what did you understand? Any conclusion, any simple conclusion? Not satisfied. Go back, study fully again, all 12 cantos. Okay, finally conclusion comes. What is the conclusion? Conclusion is, just go to Vrindavan and surrender to Sri Krishna. So Gurudev, why waiting? Just go. Simple, why waiting? Just go. No need to write any emails or anyone. Just go to Vrindavan. So he goes to Vrindavan. And he's saying in Vrindavan, Radharaman Chakravarti gets a doubt. Is he really qualified for such vairagya at such an early age? So he calls him back. A test for you. Go and spend some time with your wife. Because he was married very early in the childhood. So go and spend, you are supposed to be grihastha, go and spend some time. At least spend one night with your wife. He went, he spent time with the wife, came back, and as we know the story, famous story, Gurudev asked, so what is your realization? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what realization? All that time we sat together and discussed some of the deepest purports of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Gurudev realized, this personality has completely come to the conclusion what is absolute good for people in general. Absorption in the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And how we know the famous pastime that he used to sit and study Srimad Bhagavatam while copying Srimad Bhagavatam for his spiritual master. He would be so engrossed sitting in a place, so engrossed that if it would be raining everywhere, only at his place it is not raining. Just that much. It's all dry. Now such an exalted sage, when he comes to Vrindavan, the whole Vrindavan is in a stage of kind of, externally speaking, devastation, because it is the time of Aurangzeb's rule. So it's a heavy devastation. All the Goswamis have gone, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. So Vrindavan, which was a flourishing place of festival after festival after festival, now is going through another phase of complete devastation. And Srila Chakravarti Thakur told Radha Raman Chakravarti that my conclusion is go to Vrindavan. But then finally he came to Vrindavan, what was expected and what he found, something else. So he didn't say, disappointed. Get a return ticket, go back home, stay with the wife, be satisfied. Chakravarti Thakur took a responsibility, okay, I will bring the whole energy, the whole revive Vrindavan, the spiritual, the right atmosphere. And there with the help of Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan, he does a whole revival movement for Vrindavan. But the point is, one of the points which comes in the purport of this verse about the nature of the age of Kali, the Prabhupada translates, iron age of quarrel. Now please look, even Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was not left out from suffering the effects of this age. He was doing such a glorious task of reviving Vrindavan. But some of the caste Brahmins, they had a plot to kill Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I mean, something can be to remove somebody from Vrindavan to get him out of the city. It was a plot to kill him. So if somebody plots against us and creates a controversy against us, but this is the extreme, go and murder him. And they send some men to go to him in the middle of the night and finish his life. And all these people came. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur transformed his form into a young girl, a young maid servant of Sri Radha, of Srimati Radharani. And she was plucking flowers so devotionally from the various kunjas of Vrindavan in Radhakund. And this is happening in Radhakund. That's another interesting part. This is happening in Radhakund, which Sri Nectar of Instruction explains as the topmost holy place in the whole cosmos. So if somebody goes to Vrindavan and Radhakund and expects, oh, it will be all divine and Vaikuntha and no anxiety, and everywhere you will see gopis dancing with Krishna and gopas playing and beautiful pastimes happen. No, it's not like that. That also you can see if you have that divine vision like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But then externally in Kali Yuga, we see all the effects of Kali Yuga being manifested there. So right next to Radhakund, they plan to kill him and they go to... And when they go to him, instead of Chakravarti Thakur in his place, they find this young girl and they ask, where is this personality who sits here, works on the Shastras, who has his own work going on every day? And this girl says, we do not know, or someplace it is mentioned, this girl says, maybe he has gone to pluck some flowers or something, pick up some flowers. So they go to search for him. And as soon as they turn back, they see this girl has transformed into Chakravarti Thakur. So the pastime is that Srila Vishwanath Thakur, so compassionate, he actually revealed to these murderers the glories of spiritual world by revealing his spiritual form. Look at the compassion. He was revealed. How many times we go to Radha Kund and see Raghunath Das Goswami as Samadhi and suddenly we see him in his eternal form. And we are going to chant Hare Krishna. We didn't go to murder anyone. Now, these fellows went to murder, but then they were revealed the spiritual form. Mercy is inconceivable. You can't question mercy. Why him and why not him? It's highly inconceivable. Just stay happy that somebody is getting mercy at least. Is it not? Kisi ko to mil raha hai. So, and then there is a beautiful pastime where one day he was analyzing the Kama Gayatri mantra. He analyzing, this mantra is supposed to have 25 syllables. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, this mantra has 24 and a half syllables. Now the interesting part is, Chakravarti Thakur is saying something, is noticing something, is witnessing something, and each syllable of this mantra is supposed to represent Shri Krishna's body on which there are the moon, the moon-like forms of Krishna's limbs or Krishna's body. Now 25 syllable and 24 and a half. Now if any of us read, kya farak padta hai, aadha idhar hua, udhar hua, who cares, you know. But Chakravarti Thakur goes into, he starts feeling so much guilt that I am finding a fault with my previous acharyas. Again the concept is there, worship of the acharyas. He starts sitting and fasting at the banks of Radha Kund, feeling so repentant that I am not able to accept the fact given by previous acharyas. That was his depression or his suffering or his repentance. And when he was situated at Radha Kund, Srimati Radharani personally appeared and explained why Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is talking about 24 and a half. And such beautiful revelation was given based on which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur composed a beautiful book, Mantrarth Deepika. So like this, there are beautiful stories of Chakravarti Thakur. One story, Chakravarti Thakur in a dream. Actually, one day he woke up and suddenly he saw a brahmachari standing his gate and telling, here, this is Sri Gokulanand, Vigraha, gift for you. Lord came in my dream and told me that I should give this service to you. Chakravarti Thakur said, I am not qualified. You are a great Vairagi. You are so thoroughly fixed in the Brahman. You are qualified. I am not qualified. And he did not accept. Lord came later on in the dream of both Chakravarti Thakur and this Brahmachari and told you, go again and give him. He will accept this time. And Lord convinced Chakravarti Thakur, I want you to worship me. So this is how Gokulanand Bhagavan came to Chakravarti Thakur. Another beautiful story which is there, at how Sri Chakravarti Thakur also got the Govardhan Shila, which was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got from Shankarananda, I guess one of the sannyasis, Shankarananda by the name. He brought this Govardhan Shila to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved this Shila so much that all the time he would rub his chest or on the eyes or on the head, touch the Shila and worship Shila for 2 years, bathed the Shila with the tears of his own love. And later on, pleased by the devotion of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, gave this Srila to Raghunath Das Goswami, who later on gave this Srila to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Radhakund, who later on gave this to another devotee, Mukund Das. I guess he was the godbrother of Radharaman Chakravarti. And Mukund Das gave it to one wonderful devotee lady, Krishna Priya. It is said that one day Mukund Das was very, very sick. This was a difficult time, not able to digest anything, becoming very, very weak. And that is the time Krishna Priya took wonderful care of this personality. And as a reciprocation, Mukund Das gave this gift to Krishna Priya in the form of this Govardhan Shila. And then she gave this to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And another one last pastime I would like to share in this regard is about Krishna Priya going to the discourse of Rupa Kaviraj, right? Rupa Kaviraj. Going to the discourses of Rupa Kaviraj, who was trained by Mukund Das in various shastras. Right? So Mukund Das is the godbrother of Chakravarti Thakur's guru, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's guru. And Mukund Das personally trained Rupa Narayan, but what happens is, this is a standard thing. Sometimes I feel, you know, too much study of shastras, sometimes the person who studies is left behind and the person who hears goes ahead. It is a very strange part, you know. The person is too much in studying, is just in accumulating so much knowledge. There is so much greed. Greed for jnana that forgets to analyze, forgets to assimilate that. That's why there's another section to contemplate today is Saraswati Puja. What is really Saraswati? What is knowledge? Anyway, we'll come to that. Rupa Kaviraj got so much knowledge from Mukund Das. He is giving discourses, and in this discourse, Krishna Priya comes to attend. And she is constantly chanting on her beads. She's constantly chanting. I'm not sure, I didn't read about beads, but she's chanting. I'm assuming must be chanting on beads. And she's constantly chanting Hare Krishna or Lord's holy name. And Rupa Kaviraj gets very offended. He chastises this devotional lady that why you are chanting? How can you do chanting and hearing together? This is an offense to Shravanam process. This is an offense to the both. Oh, we should take a lesson. We should preferably not do together. Unless we are really inspired by the pure love. Because when we do together, sometimes we just want to get rid of our 16 rounds. Ek hi ghante mein dono kaam ho jayenge. Right? Because I was actually first time when I heard this pastime. And just a week before that, this is way 95, 96, I was sitting right there where Hindi translation is happening. Just a little ahead of that. And this was the early days of Krishna consciousness, so chanting was always a big headache. Even now it's a headache, but that time it was really a headache. So, and I came from college and I sat right there and I was chanting and Radhanath Maharaj was giving class. And I was chanting, nobody disturbed. And I can't forget this person sitting next to me. And I still do not remember the face of that person, who he was. He's fortunate enough right now. So, I got so angry after that because he told me, he hit me like this. Hey! Do not chant while class. And I said, at least I was chanting softly. You are speaking so loudly in the middle of the class. So, I thought like that. So, he hit me like that so much. Do not chant like in the class. So, naturally, my propensity was somehow get rid of both at one time. Do ghanta class bhi ho jayega, japa bhi ho jayega saath mein. But anyway, Krishna Priya was chanting and he chastised her, how can you do that? And such an offense, because Shri Krishna Priya said, I cannot control my tongue not to chant Hare Krishna. It's so difficult. My tongue is addicted to chanting Hare Krishna. What a glorious addiction. Please say Hari Bol for such an addiction. Glorious addiction. Such an offense was done by not respecting Krishna Priya that this personality, Rupa Kaviraj, gradually he became deviant. All his understanding of surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got corrupted. All his understanding of Guru Tattva got corrupted. His understanding about Shastra got deviated. He became hypocrite. Later becomes a ghost, haunting those who offend Vaishnavas. So this incident is very, very cautioning to us. And I like this incident so much because we might be having our explanations of Shastras or explanations of who Mahaprabhu is or what Gaurlila is. It could be highly corrupted and we might be convinced that what we are fully right. And then there is a lot of hypocrisy comes that no standard being followed but externally claimed to a very great devotee. So this all comes as a result of offenses done knowingly, unknowingly, whatever. Now let us discuss for some time Sri Vishnu Priya's appearance day. Please say, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai. Please say loudly, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Let us read something about Sri Vishnu Priya. It's a beautiful story which is given in Chaitanya Bhagavat. That how she was the daughter of Sanatan Mishra. Every day at Mother Ganga, she used to go to offer her pranams, to worship Mother Ganga, and Shachi Mata saw her throughout the life. She used to offer pranams to Shachi Mata every day, and Shachi Mata would bless, may you get a very special husband. Shachi Mata never knew my son would be that husband. It is only after Lakshmi Priya, the first wife of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, left. And one day, Shachi Mata is looking at Vishnu Priya at the banks of Mother Ganges and she wonders, I always blessed her. She will have a great husband. I think the best husband for anyone is my son. So she thinks, what kind of blessing? By my blessing, you will actually get Nimai Pandit as your husband. So she calls Kashinath Pandit, can you go and talk to this girl's father and mother if they are ready to marry her to my son? Now the interesting part is Navadvip, all the parents were praying, my daughter should get married to Nimai Pandit. So all the parents are praying, what is the need to talk? Just go and declare. Kashinath Pandit went to Sanatan Mishra, who is the father of Vishnu Priya. There are 3 or 4 verses giving the qualifications of who was Sanatan Mishra, giving the qualities of Sanatan Mishra. First is, no kapatta, simple hearted. Second, very udar. About simple hearted, the word used is a kaitav. Koi kaitav nahi hai, koi kapat nahi hai. Interesting. And then param vidwan. And best part which is mentioned is Atithi Sevan. Very good in Atithi Sevan. And Para Upakar. Very good in offering magnanimity to others, doing welfare to others. Satyavadi. Jitendriya. And Mahavamsha. Uche Vamshke hai. And daughter of Sanatan Mishra, Vishnu Priya is just like Lakshmi. Now, this Brahman goes to Sanatan Mishra. Okay, there is a proposal from Sachin Mata. She wants to marry his son to your daughter. Sanatan Mishra said, let me go and ask my wife and other relatives. What do they think about it? He went inside to ask wife and relatives. Wife and relatives said, "Are, what are you doing? What is the need to discussion? Why you are wasting time? If you waste so many moments, some other rishta will come and he will get married to someone else. Do not wait. Just say yes." The Samadhara Rishta was my addition, by the way. But he said that, do not delay, just go and say yes. And they started discussing the glories of Sri Vishwambar more and more and more. And they said, this match would be just like Krishna and Rukmini. Sanatana Kashinath Pandit came, told Shachimata. Immediately, without delay, Shachimata started necessary arrangements. And in Satya Yuga, there was a king called as Suvarna Sena, who was chastised very heavily by Narad Muni in his old age. So long chastisement, heavy lecture was given by Narad Muni to Suvarna Sena. You have become so old and you are wasting life. Durlabha Manava Janmava. Pura jo bhajan hai, whole thing was as it is preached by Narad Muni to Suvarna Sena. And then, he was told, you are staying in Navadvip. This is in Satya Yuga, when glories of Navadvip are being discussed. You are staying in Navadvip. Take advantage of it. And in all that discussion, Narad Muni blessed him and he did the bhajan of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was revealed the darshan. And then Mahaprabhu said, you will participate in my leela as Budhimant Khan. And especially you will make lot of arrangements for my marriage. So that's Budhimant Khan said, I will bear all the expenses. Then another devotee was there, Mukunda. He said, no, then what will we do? Budhimant Khan said, aap log baad mein seva karo. This marriage will not be the marriage of some simple Brahman. I want the marriage to happen like the king's marriage. So let me handle the whole thing. And the beautiful Adivas ceremony was arranged before the marriage. Lot of decorations, great invitations. All the thousands of Brahmanas were there to participate. I went to one program and this owner knowingly, unknowingly said, call less Brahmanas, Dakshina kam dena padega. So that was his anxiety, you know, call less Brahmanas. Too much Dakshina has to be given. Budhimant Khan said, call as many Brahmanas as possible when Vishnupriya and Nimai Pandit are getting married. And it is described what Dakshina, when the gifts were given. As we know, the description is, so all the Brahmanas came in queue, lot of gifts were given. And some Brahmanas were going back, changing their dress and coming in another dress to collect second time. And Lord Chaitanya noticed that they are coming second time. So when they came in the front, Nimai Pandit declared publicly, indirectly, jisko indication milna mil jayega. Bole, ek bar, do bar kya, teen bar do sabko. And Nimai Pandit hoped ki teen bar mein to log santusht ho jayenge. He said, give three times, unlimited gifts, do not worry about that. That was the marriage. And it is mentioned, thousands of Brahmanas were there. Professional blessers were there, chanting mantras for blessing the couple. And it is one another beautiful point they said, so many gifts were there, the lot of gifts were falling here and there. If you just collect the falling gifts, that would be enough to sponsor 5 marriages. Jitne gifts gir gaye hain, keval utne ekatra kar do, to 5 shadiyan ho jayengi usme. Nice way of description by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Adivas ceremony at their house and the girl's house and both sides over. The next morning another ceremony was there, Nandi Mukhi ceremony. Then Shachimata goes to Mother Ganga. Shachimata worships goddess Shashti. And all the gifts were given, all the ladies were satisfied. And then Lord was beautifully decorated. with great ornaments, with chandan, with aguru, and his folds of dhoti are also described in detail. And in the afternoon time, the journey started. And when the journey started, Lord was seated in the palanquin. The whole village was watching and they were thinking, I wish my daughter would have got married. I think later on they would have thought, good, she didn't get married. He is supposed to take sannyas. So they said, my daughter could have got married. Right? In the astrological predictions, Nilambar Chakravarti and the Brahman, they were giving predictions in the childhood. They told everything, but they did not tell about sannyas. Good they did not tell. Nobody would have married their daughter only. Did not tell about sannyas. It would cause so much pain to the parents. Musicians, brahmanas, and such a beautiful ceremony of Mahaprabhu going. And there were fireworks also. Interesting. Fireworks were also there. Thousands of lamps were there. Many were dancing there. Brahmaji himself changed his form and came to dance in the marriage of the Lord. It would be nice having Brahmaji in the kirtan, you know. Dancing with Brahmaji, that would be a special sight. They said, never such marriage has been seen in the past. When Lord reached there, Sanatan Mishra worshipped the Lord with various ingredients. Lord was blindfolded. The bride was made to circumambulate the Lord 7 times. Then bride came in front of the Lord. Then ladies showered flowers on both. They chant Shubha Mangala Savada. So that flowers they chanted. The whole marriage was happening like this. Happiness. It is mentioned that personification of happiness incarnated in Navadvip seeing this marriage. Vishnupriya offered flower garlands. Gaur Chandra sweetly smiled. Flower garland was offered to Vishnupriya also. Then they offered flower petals on each other. Then many demigods and Brahmaji were offering flowers. Then the relatives lifted Nimai Pandit and relatives lifted Vishnupriya and the competition started who will be lifted high. And I could not understand this. At one statement it is mentioned, all this while Lord was blindfolded. Thousands of torches were decorating the whole arena and everywhere only thing which was heard was singing and playing of various musical instruments, mridangas, dholes, shenai, ityadi, etc., etc., ityadi, ityadi. And finally Lord's blindfold was taken away and there was exchange of glances. Then Sanatan Mishra did the wonderful Kanyadan ceremony by offering the hand of Vishnupriya to Nimai Pandit. And he, Sanatan Mishra, who was a Rajavamsa person, offered lot of gifts to Nimai Pandit. Cows, lands, beddings, servants, maid servants. It is mentioned. Then Vishnupriya sat on the left side and the fire yajna was done. Then they were taken inside and a very grand feast was arranged. And everybody said, this looks like the house of Janaka. This looks like the house of Bhishmaka. This looks like the house of Jambavan. I guess the cave of Jambavan. I am not sure what house. Then this looks like the house of Nagnajit. So many names were of Lord's past marriages were all counted. They took rest that day there only. And next afternoon they started going back to Shachi Mata's house in a palanquin. And so many people were beholding the beautiful form of Vishnupriya and Sri Nimai Pandit getting married together on the way back to their home. Someone said, oh, this lady must have served Lakshmi and Parvati for many lifetimes to get such a husband. Somebody said, what Lakshmi and Parvati? Aray, this is Sakshat Shiva and Parvati themselves. Somebody said, what's Shiva and Parvati? Aray, this is Sakshat Lakshmi and Narayan themselves. Somebody said, no, this is Kamadev and Rati. Look at their saundarya, look at their happiness, which is just effulgence everywhere. Somebody said, no, you are mistaken. This is Swarg ka Raja Indra going with his wife Sachi Devi. Somebody said, no, this is great Maryada Purushottam Ram along with Mother Sita. And this way these comments were heard all through the journey and all the Nadia became extremely happy. And when they came to Sachi Devi's house, the whole house was in so much joy. And so many gifts were given. Finally, Lord, after giving gifts to everyone, he embraced Budhimant Khan, who had organized this beautiful marriage. You know, the sponsorer, this is called a sponsorer embrace. The person who sponsored got a special embrace. And as we know, in Modrumadweep, where Lord Ram came with Mother Sita in Treta Yug, standing under a tree, Druma, Mod, Lord Ram smiled. And when Lord Ram smiled, Sita ji asked, why you are smiling? Lord Ram said, because I am remembering, I am envisioning in future, in Kali Yuga, I will come as Gauranga and you will come as Vishnu Priya. In this avatar, I will worship your golden form, your deity. And in Kali Yuga, I will go to forest and you will worship my golden form. Sita said, this is too cruel of you. Why will you go to forest? Every avatar, is it necessary that we have to separate? Koi jaruri hai ki aisa hi leela karna hai? Can't we have some peaceful leelas? Now, one thing we have to understand here. The moment you develop a relationship with a great soul, understand there will be phases of intense separation. Because great souls are not supposed to be with you all the time. They are missionaries. They come for a mission to this creation. They fulfill the mission. Go ahead to the next mission. So if association with great soul will offer you intense celebrations, it will offer you also the intense sufferings of separation. This is a part of every leela. If Raghunath Das Goswami was born and great joy to the parents, but then the great separation also. Narottam Das Thakur was born, great joy, but then great separation also. So great souls, whenever you get great celebration, the separation will also be very, very intense. So Vishnu Priya was such a Sita Mata asked, what is this? Why you have to do this? You're very cruel. Lord Ram said, that will be the age of Sankirtan. And my main purpose is to distribute the bliss of Sankirtan. Sita Mata wanted to see the whole vision. Please give me a darshan of that Lord Gauranga. And Lord Ram actually gave her the vision of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that beautiful form and how the whole Nadia is inundated in the bliss of Sankirtan. Sita could see. And after seeing that, Sita is telling, all the suffering is worth it. I might suffer the separation, but for this kind of effect in the creation, if this kind of bliss being distributed in the, everybody's floating in the ocean of love of Godhead, for this kind of effect, it's worth it. But still she was sad. Logically understood, but at heart not accepted. This happens. You understand? Okay, it makes sense, but still it's painful. And we know that how Vishnu Priya, just before the sannyas was going to take place, when she came to know how much distress she was. And from her life we see such faithfulness, such commitment, such loyalty to that relationship. Where the pleasure of being together was offered just for a very, very small time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at 24. And for rest of the life, I guess Sri Vishnupriya lived up to 96. And when Lord Chaitanya left her, she was 16, if I am not wrong. For 80 years, living a life completely dedicated to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where she would eat every grain of rice when she would pick up. With every grain, she would chant the holy name. And by the end of the day, whatever is there, she would cook. And such dedication to a person. When Lord Ram took sannyas, Kekai, that one discussion comes, there, why 14 years? Because once somebody is out for 14 years, they're practically dead. You forget that person. You lose the connection. Now here, not 14 years, 80 years, that many years she lived. And the whole life was in complete dedication and remembrance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Ashlishya vapad ratam pinashtumam adarshanad marmahatam karotu va yatha tatha va vidhatu lampatu mat pran nathas tu sa eva naparaha. That is the verse which should nourish the heart of a devotee again and again and again, and that will give the strength to go through all the meetings and separations, all the graphs of meeting and separation. And later on, when Srinivas Acharya and Jiva Goswami came to Navadvip, Jiva Goswami came, and how Vishnupriya blessed, Sachimata Vishnupriya blessed these great souls. They got a chance to meet them. They could not meet Mahaprabhu, but they got a chance to meet Vishnupriya. That is mentioned. I have 4 more personalities to go. Just quickly touching some of the points, very quickly. Saraswati Puja. There are a number of stories about how Saraswati is most eager. We as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we always present that how Saraswati's main eagerness to service to Supreme Lord. In 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is asked, what is Jnana? Sorry, we forgot to say. Sri Vishnu Priya Devi Ki Chahe. Saraswati Devi gives Jnana. When Brahmaji gave benedictions to Ravana and Kumbhakarna, all the demigods were very upset. Brahmaji, you are sitting on the top seat, but you make a lot of mess for us. You take decisions which create problem for us. Brahmaji said, wait, wait. Just listen what I did. I had a pact with Saraswati. And Saraswati bewildered Ravana and Kumbhakarna both. Ravana wanted to ask immortality from devatas, gandharvas, yakshas, this and that. But Ravan did not ask immortality from humans and monkeys. Specifically Kumbhakarna, he wanted to ask Indra Asan. Indra Asan, give me the seat of Indra. And Saraswati twisted the tongue of Kumbhakarna. And Kumbhakarna said, Nidra Asan. Sulado merko, geheri neend mein. Kumbhakarna wanted to ask, Nirdevatvam, koi devata nahi bachna chahiye. Sabse upar apna seat hona chahiye. Apne se upar koi seat nahi hona chahiye. Saraswati changed that also from Nirdevatvam to Nidratvam. So jao, gheri neend mein so jao. So many changes Mother Saraswati did, which nobody knew, all the devatas didn't know, but Brahma had a wonderful tie up with Saraswati. And similarly, Krishna says in 13th chapter, what is Jnana? If Saraswati is the Devi of Jnana, what is Jnana in 13th.8 to 12th, which is mentioned? And after that, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, all about Jnana is discussed. And Krishna says, etad Jnanam iti proktam agyanam yad ato anyatha. Ye gyan hai, iske alawa jo bhi hai, sab bakwas hai. It's foolishness. And in that, the 11th verse, he says, mai chanena bhakti yogena. If your jnana doesn't lead to bhakti towards Supreme Lord, then it is absolutely waste. It doesn't take you anywhere. If your jnana doesn't help you to go deeper into these 20 qualities, waste of life, waste of cultivation of all knowledge. Etat jnanam iti praktam ajnanam anyatha. That is our small offering to Saraswati. Krishna says, four kinds of people do not come to me in that maya apaharita jnana. So let us fold our hands and pray that while cultivating all these knowledge of stories and shlokas, we do not get, our knowledge do not get stolen away from by maya. And we land up in some other direction instead of understanding the goal. Jnana gamayam, what is the goal, object of knowledge. And then we have Pundarik Vidyanidhi appearance day. A beautiful pastime comes when Pundarik Vidyanidhi comes to Nilachal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a wonderful embrace, loving embrace to Pundarik, and he says, my father has come. Because he is Vrishabhanu Maharaj. My father has come. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi is very good friend of Swarupa Damodar Goswami. They spent hours discussing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sorry, Sri Jagannath. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course. And Lord Jagannath. And one day he sees that starched clothes are being offered. That beautiful story is there. And Swarupa Damodar says, what's the problem? Why you are finding fault? Lord is happy. What is the problem with you? Lord is happy. Servants are happy. Just stay quiet and go and do your bhakti. Lord is Supreme Brahma. How can there be any fault with Supreme Brahman? Pundarik Vidyanidhi says, Lord is Brahman, but devotees are not Brahman. Devotees should know what is the limitations, why they are offering starched clothes to Jagannath. Now this is interesting. One perspective of this is that how each one of us have different traditional backgrounds of how we serve the Supreme Lord. To somebody coming from a certain tradition, sometimes not able to understand other tradition, what they are doing. But they, in their package of tradition, offer their love and devotion in a certain way. So this is where you accommodate the variety and the diversity and different backgrounds. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was not able to understand. He went and slept. He took prasadam, went to meet Mahaprabhu. After going to Mahaprabhu, he slept. And Lord Jagannath and Baladev came in the dream. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, for 48 minutes they were slapping. They were slapping left and right on the cheeks of Pundarik Vidyanidhi for 48 minutes. It is amazing. And morning he wake up, he saw his cheeks are swollen and there are hand marks are there. Swarupa Damodar Goswami says, "Arey, you didn't come for darshan today. Every day you get up in the morning. Why? Today your alarm did not work or what?" But for him, there was no alarm problem. He said, "What alarm? In the middle of the night only Lord came in my dream." And then he told the whole pastime. He said, "How can I go? Whole world will come to know what happened. Marks are seen. Till this gets recovered, I will not go out." But he says that how many people get the special mercy of being punished in a dream? Bhagavan punish bhi karte hain, to personally aake devataon ko punish karte hain, asuron ko punish karte hain. I was punished in the dream. What a fortune. Special mercy. But no, I will not go out. I don't want to show the whole world what mess I made. Let the cheeks recover, then I will go out. So that's another wonderful pastime. And Raghunandan Thakur, I'll just say one small pastime. Of course, we know the pastime of the laddu. That's wonderful. How Raghunandan was so absorbed in deity worship. And there's one pastime which comes when Abhiram Gopal Thakur came to meet Raghunandan. And both of them danced and danced and danced. And Raghunandan was such ecstasy coming in touch with Abhiram Gopal Thakur when he offered pranams to Raghunandan. Such ecstasy. One of the Nupur from the feet of Raghunandan Thakur went flying away 4 miles from that place and fell into a pond. This was a place of one of his disciples. 4 miles away. And Raghunandan Das Thakur's Nupur went. That place became famous as a Nupur Kund. How many of you have seen that? Please raise hands. So that is another beautiful pastime of such great personalities. Raghunandan Thakur Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, who is father, you or him? Who is whose son? Mukunda Das was the father of Raghunandan Thakur. And he said, he is my father. One who gives Krishna, who is more connected to Krishna, he is the father. So this is an interesting point. You know, sometimes it says father has to give Krishna to the son. So sometimes the conception is giving means, oh, son has to chant Hare Krishna, he has to chant Shikshin round, that's giving. But sometimes just giving that atmosphere of what it means to represent Krishna's love, what it means to represent Vaikuntha atmosphere, just giving that atmosphere, that's all. That is giving Krishna. Krishna's magnanimity. How Krishna accommodates the faults of others. That's giving Krishna. And then we have finally, please chant, Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi ki, Sri Raghunath Raghunandan Thakur ki. And finally we have Raghunath Das Thakur. I'm so happy that I did full justice to the purport. Because purport is telling worship of acharyas is recommended. And today what we are doing is we are worshipping acharyas. What can be a better blessing for all of us? Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, one whose vows were like lines on the stones, one who would chant minimum, I guess, 1 lakh names per day, right? And 2,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas. So many, and such a vairagya. And so many stories are there of Raghunath Das Goswami. But here today we can pray just this one point, that how his vows were like lines on the stones. And one of the most difficult, one of the legs of dharma which is getting weaker and weaker in Kali Yuga, the last leg is truthfulness. To stick to our vows. Most difficult task. Simple vows, but most difficult. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, karma and jnana are always stealing us from the path of bhakti. Anadi karma phale. Jnana karma thaga dui. They are the thaga, they are the highway robbers. Always stealing us. Always creating propensities for material progress or greed for knowledge or greed for salvation. But losing the essence of bhakti. So many attacks are there. So many attacks. I was reading Ramayana. This is the last point I will say. In Ramayana, this one beautiful point was there, that Vishwamitra takes Ram to cross a river. And Vishwamitra says, we will take a boat here. And Lord Ram says, why boat? They sit in the boat and Lord Ram says, why boat? Such a shallow river. We could just walk through the river. So Vishwamitra says, just do how the past acharyas and leaders did. So the interesting lesson which is given there is that sometimes paths appear very shallow and you feel, I have my own new creative, new generation ways to cross it. But the past generation knows that although it is shallow, you can cross without boat. You can touch the sand. But this sand is not ordinary sand, this is quicksand. And the moment you touch your feet, it's going to suck you inside. So it may appear that it's so shallow you can cross, but just stick to what past acharyas have said. And then you will not be stolen away from the path of bhakti. Therefore it is so very important to stick to the vows. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Let us offer our pranams to the lotus feet of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, praying for the strength that we can also stick to our such simple vows given to us and not being stolen by jnana and karma highway robbers. Thank you very much. Sorry to go a little over time.
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ. సమవేత భక్త వృంద కీ జయ. థ్యాంక్ యూ సో వెరీ మచ్ ఫార్ యువర్ ప్రెజెన్స్. హరే కృష్ణ. There is an announcement here. Today, on this holy day of Vasant Panchami, by grace of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, Hare Krishna TV has achieved a significant landmark today. From today, it's available on 25% of televisions in India, or in other words, 50 million television homes. Please stand three times. Hari Bol! From today, it's available on Dish TV. For more details, contact 7666-839-839. Okay? Hare Krishna. Jai.